This is Twit.
Actually, I was up early, 8 a.m. my time, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the Surface event, Microsoft's new Surface event. And, you know, they announced new laptops and stuff. But one of the things they did announce that I thought was interesting, they came back and did the second version of their folding phone, which, I, you know, to all reports was not a huge success first time around. But Microsoft's decided they're going to try again. I bought the original Duo a year ago and returned it within a couple of weeks. They have, I think they have a 30-day return policy, which is good because it was $1,500. Got my money back. But this one answers a lot of the, I don't know, the concerns, the complaints we had originally. For one thing, it has a decent camera system this time. Three lenses, telephoto, medium and wide. They look like a decent camera. You know, it's not going to be... Nobody's trying to keep up with the... Well, everybody's trying to keep up with the iPhone, but nobody's succeeding. But I think it'll be okay. They're also answering another qualm people had, which is when it was closed, it's a two-screen device with a hinge. So it's like a little book. And when it was closed, you had no indication about what was going on inside. So they've solved that by adding a little bit of a screen on the edge there to let you know what time it is, how much battery's left. If you've got notifications, it'll even signal as if the phone is ringing. They've added NFC, which it didn't have before. It's a fast processor, 8 gigs of RAM, 888 Snapdragon. So in every case, they've upgraded it significantly. And it's running Android 11. Oh, comes out October 21st. Oh, 12 will be out by then, right, Jason?
12 will just be out by then. I mean, the guess is that 12 is going to be out sometime early October. But that's like, you know, the initial launch. I kind of understand when a hardware company releases a device within the first month of a brand new OS. Although it is pretty amazing when a new device actually launches with the brand new OS. That seems like a missed opportunity sometimes. I think the big deal here, and realizing that, like, I'm merely a third person observer of, you know, this, of the original device of this. I think I pawed at it a little bit, but I really didn't get a whole lot of firsthand experience with it, is the processor, because my understanding of that first device,
it was an 855. Was that, it was terrible.
It was, and I mean, I think why this is good is because we're starting to see these foldables actually come out with the top of the line processor, which I think is really important. Before, they had to kind of ramp things down. Maybe it's a cost thing because these things were going to be expensive no matter what. And so to kind of bring that cost down to a more palatable place, they ended up, you know, ramping it down with processors, saying people aren't getting this because of the processor. They're getting this because it folds, and that's pretty cool. Now they're finally saying, well, wait a minute. These are freaking expensive devices. We should make them, you know, be able to stand up to the best devices out there. So I think that's really good that they're doing that here.
As you saw when she holds it to her head, it's a little bit...
I was going to say, she did that wrong because nobody that age holds the phone that way. They hold it like this.
They're talking
no one puts
into
their
it.
Phone to their ears.
Well, actually, I meant to ask you. I meant to ask you because you're the only person I know who's under 80. Is
Jason and?
I know. I'm teasing. It's a joke. Under 60. I was watching Billions on Sunday night on Showtime, which is back, and it's, you know, it's one of my favorite shows. They all have Surfaces everywhere. But what's interesting is nobody would ever make a phone call on this show. Well, there are a few people, old people, were holding the phone to the ear. In every other respect, they were doing, you know, video calls, FaceTime or Duo or something like that. A lot of that. Is that just a TV show trying to show off Microsoft hardware, or do people actually do that? Young person.
I don't see any. If you hang out with young people and they're actually forced to talk on the phone, and this is a forced, this is not something they do voluntarily. They do this if they're talking.
Oh my God!
This, if it's a video.
They're talking into the bottom of it.
Oh yeah, my daughter. Like when she sits there and like, and I'm like, okay, talk to grandma. She's like,
why are they doing that?
Hey, grandma.
Why are they doing that? Is that from watching the Kardashians too much? Why are they doing that? That's a way weird.
My daughter has never seen the Kardashians.
I hate to break it to you. Old folks do that too. They hold it the same way.
It's true.
Because they, okay, can I explain, folks, why people hold the phone that way? On TV, on the reality shows, they hold the phone this way so that the camera operator, they put it on speakerphone so the camera operator could see their face and hear the call. It's completely an artificial thing that was started a few years ago for reality television, but apparently people have decided this is the new way to talk to the phone. But okay, everybody hears your
yourself,
darn call.
Grandpa. No. You're on your headset.
Oh.
So you're talking. What happens is you're on your headset. You'll talk to them if you have to like this, but you're also like looking stuff up on your phone because they're usually like texting you pictures or something that's happening.
Oh, okay. So that's different. So they're talking to the microphone because they have headphones in.
That's, do we need to explain to people who are listening to the show what we're doing?
We're talking to the butt of the phone, sideways. I mean,
butt of the
My parents are talking to the butt of the phone. That's how they talk. When I'm on the phone, 90% of the time, I've got an earbud in, and that's how I'm doing it.
Because if you have earbuds in, you got a microphone. You don't even. You can put the phone down.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Full mobility.
I'm confused.
But we're old, sir. We're not old.
My daughter, the only people she talks on the phone to are my parents. Like, her friends,
nobody else calls. Yeah, right. We text.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We text. For some reason, my 29-year-old daughter is old for her age because she says, I don't like to text. Can I call you? And I was like, no, I want to text. I don't want to call. It's hard to call. I don't like being
so daggum cool, sir. I got to tell you. She's pretty daggum cool.
She's very cool.
Yeah,
she duo'd me today, and that was okay.
That was a breakthrough.
So I'm thinking, so by the way, I ordered the Duo, I'm embarrassed to admit, on Windows Weekly. But I did it last year and returned it. You have a fairly flexible return policy. I think it's 30 days. Don't quote me. But
I got to tell you, when you returned it last year, it hurt my heart because I thought that thing had so much potential.
It hurt my heart.
But it was, but when you returned it and told us about how clunky and bad it was, it really hurt my heart.
It wasn't a hardware
problem. I think
this problem.
Is a nice device.
It was a software problem. They didn't, you know, they had all this promise with the two screens, and very few apps used it. Some, like the Kindle app, you could turn a page like you were reading a book.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't work well dragging things between. And for instance, when you open Google Maps, where the hinge was, Maps thought was a screen. It thought it was on a big screen.
Oh.
So there's a portion of the map obscured by the hinge instead of just using two screens. But that's things that can be fixed, and my hope is this time. So I wanted to give them another chance. That's why, and it's going to have a good camera system this time.
Still pricey, but it's a nice looking piece of hardware.
Well, and $1,500 isn't as expensive as it used to be. I mean, the iPhone was $1,200.
The Samsung Galaxy Fold? How much was that?
That's the same price. Actually, it's $2,000.
No, okay. No, the Fold is $1,800 for the Z Fold. For the introductor, for the like baseline Z Fold 3, it's $1,800.
I have too many phones at this point, but I feel like, well, I should probably check them out. I'm not going to get the new iPhone because I don't think I need to. But I got the Z Flip, remember, the foldable, and I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll get the Pixel 6.
You mean tell me you're not going to start shooting in ProRes?
No, I don't care. No, no one's going to shoot in ProRes. That's one of those things that they put in there and everybody gets excited about and then nobody uses. I never used Dolby Vision the whole year that I had it on that 12, so I'm not too worried about that.
But you have to be a TikToker. You in Premiere or DaVinci Resolve and try to...
No, I don't want to do that. You know, if I shoot video, it's just little clips of things that were happening. And, you know, it's more for memories.
See, I'd like to see what our wonderful editor, Mr. Nielsen, would do with the new iPhone.
But he has a real camera, right?
He does.
So he's going to shoot with a real camera most of the time.